Rabbit, rabbit, rock and roll Tuesday.
Boy, a double whammy today.
Woohoo!
First day of the month.
We do our own sound effects.
Tuesday, and it's time for a rock and roll trivia question as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going?
Like, well, welcome to October.
Yeah, let's start
the month
out.
Hopefully the temperatures will start to lower themselves a little bit. There'll be a little more crispness in the air.
Simmer down.
Yeah.
That's what I want the temperatures to do.
And get your rake ready for the leaves.
Exactly, yeah. That is the one drawback, but I love fall when leaves are changing colors all that kind of stuff. And I hate it when all the leaves come off.
Oh, I know. Bare Trees,
yeah.
Which was the name of an album by?
Fleetwood Mac.
That's it. I've got it.
Right.
Very good.
Old Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Old, back when they were more blues-oriented.
That's right.
Yeah.
Peter
Today
Bennett.
We're doing debut singles.
Okay.
Debut singles.
I'm ready for you, man.
The year was 1975.
Mm-hmm.
As the category implies, it was his first released single.
Okay.
Name it and the artist.
Okay. 1975.
75, solo artist, his debut single. But he had some pretty good help on this track that you're about to hear. And on this album, it went pretty well as far as commercial reception.
All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. As soon as you hear it, tell us what it is. Is the unmistakable voice of Dan Fogelberg. Great singer-songwriter.
Part of the plan.
Yeah. He had a lot of good tunes.
Oh, with Graham Nash doing harmony vocals on that track, mm-hmm. and Joe Walsh playing slide. Fogelberg's single peaked at 31, but it launched a career that spanned from 1975 to 1987.
Yeah.
Sadly, he passed of prostate cancer in December of 2007.
Yeah.
At the age of 56.
Yeah, he was a young man.
That's wrong.
You know, he had a lot of great songs, but my favorite Dan Fogelberg tune is Leader of the Band.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when Dean Smith passed away.
Yeah.
I played that song in the air.
Yeah.
The Leader of the Band is tired, and, you know, it just seemed perfect. I don't know why. In my brain, it just clicked and said, I got to play this song.
That's a good call.
And, yeah. And so Dan Fogelberg is always kind of special to me. Also, Same Old Lang Syne.
Oh, man. Now,
every holiday season.
Oh, I will never forget.
It's a tearjerker.
When I was over at the Tar Heel Sports Network offices,
mm-hmm.
over in the old place, the old Vilcom.
Yeah.
And walked down an aisle where there was all the glass and showed all the cubicles of mm-hmm. everybody on the Vilcom and Village Advocate staffs.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of females in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was playing, and it got to that part where, and the snow turned to rain.
Yeah.
When he had bumped into his old girlfriend and yeah. realized it was all, there was not a dry eye in yeah. that entire room. And I got to admit, I kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Gets to me every year when I hear it. And I play it right here on the radio sometimes in the holiday season, and it always gets to me.
Oh. I mean, he had the ability. His father, I think, was the music director at, I want to say, Southern Cal?
Somewhere, yeah. Some big college.
So. Yeah. And
that song was, the leader of the band was actually about him.
About his dad.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, thanks for the memories.
Hey, everybody have a happy October and enjoy the fall.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.